Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. A woman asked me, what is the proper way to instill emunah in her children? I told her, besides for the basic concepts that she needs to talk to them directly about, namely that Hashem loves them and is always watching over them, she needs to speak about emunah in the home as a matter of regular conversation, whether at the Shabbat table or at the dinner table, to repeat stories of Hashem's hashgacha or different ideas that show His involvement in our lives. The children don't necessarily have to be at the age where they grasp everything that's being said. It's enough that they're hearing that these concepts are the topics of conversation and that their parents strongly believe in them. A woman emailed me that she has her children listen to a daily message on emunah by the dinner table every night. And over the past couple of years, she has seen such a difference in their emunah, and it brings her so much satisfaction. Recently, one of her daughters in elementary school, who we'll call Sarah, came home and told her that the girls in her class were saying earlier that day that they really needed a free period for their next class. They felt overwhelmed from all the work, and maybe they had a test in that class. So Sarah told her friends, let's say some Tehillim and ask Hashem to get the next period free. The other girls began to laugh, saying, you can't ask Hashem for something so small. Don't bother Him with this. Sarah smiled, equipped with all of her emunah lessons, and said, nothing is too small for Hashem. And she began to say Tehillim. A few minutes later, the teacher came into the room, and all the girls looked at Sarah saying, we told you so. Look, your tefillah didn't help. But then the teacher started speaking. She said, girls, I'm sorry. I have to apologize. I need to talk to the principal this period, so I'll be giving you a free. Sarah felt so good when she heard what just happened. I told this story to the woman who asked about teaching her children emunah. And then she asked me, but what if that teacher came in and did give the class? Then what do we tell Sarah? I told her, we would tell Sarah that Hashem heard your tefillah. It was so precious to Him that you asked Him to help you even with this, and you will be rewarded for that prayer. But Hashem knew that the best thing for you would be to have that class that day. Maybe because you were prepared for the test, you'll do better than had it been postponed for another day. We think of a reason and explain why it was good what just happened. We always have to find reasons to explain to the children that Hashem only looks out for our best, even when it doesn't seem that way. And the children might not necessarily incorporate all the lessons that they hear in the home. Maybe it'll take a year, 2 years. Doesn't matter. If we're speaking about it in the home, they're definitely absorbing it. And therefore, it is incumbent upon us, as best as we can, to talk about Hashem's hashgacha in the home and instill emunah in our children. And if we do this, we will be giving them the greatest gift and tool for life. Have a great day.